Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. This is Shelby Friedman, and today we will be studying Sefer Iyov, Perek Chaf Ches, the 28th Perek. This Perek is a massive turning point for Iyov, and for us, one of the most beautiful prakim in the entire Sefer. Rashi explains that we're trying to understand why Iyov is righteous. Why is he so determined to prove his righteousness, given that he believes that the reason why things happen to people is simply based on their mazal, their astrology, happenstance, and therefore there shouldn't actually be a point in being righteous, because righteousness is not something that is rewarded. And his answer here is very simple. I want to read it inside and look at the psukim, and together we'll unpack it. He starts off Perek Chaf Ches, Pasuk Aleph, with Ki Yesh LeKesef Motza. Silver is found in a mine. Umakom LeZahav Yazoku. And there is a place where they refine gold. Pasuk Beis, he says, Barzel Me'afar Yukach. Iron is something which is taken from the ground. Ve'even Yatzuk Nechosha. And brass is taken out, is drawn out from stone. In essence, what Iyov is saying here is that everything in the world, everything on planet Earth, every physical thing has a source that is known. We can understand exactly where it comes from, and as a result of the fact that we know where it comes from, Ketz Pasuk Gimel, Ketz Sham LaChoshech, Ulokol Tachlis Hu Choker, Even Ofel V'Tzal Maves. Ketz, there is a limit, or there is an end to darkness, and lokol tachlis hi choker, and you can search for everything. Everything has a limit. What has a limit? For example, even the essence of darkness, even darkness itself, and tzalmaves and shadow of death is something which has a limit. Everything in the world is bounded. We know where it comes from, we know where it ends, and as we know, we don't have endless resources on planet Earth. And if I look at the world, I say it is a world of limitation, and therefore it's a world which by definition cannot satisfy me because it's bounded and it will run out. Pasuk hey, Eretz mimena yotzei lachem. The land brings forth bread. V'tachteha, and beneath the surface of that rich soil, which is bringing forth bread, once you've used up that soil up there, underneath that, nehepach kamo esh, there's nothing left of it. It's almost like there's fire left underneath. Rashi says this is a reference to Sodom and Amorah. When we when Hashem punishes those people, what's left underneath is just destruction. Similarly, Pasuk Vav, Makom Sapir Avaneha, a place where the stones, the sapphire stones, can be found. Va'afrot Zahavlo, and the dust of gold is his. In that place, once you reap and you take and you use up all of those precious stones, so what's going to be left behind? Nativ lo yado ayit. You're going to be left with a path which is not known even to the ayit, is some sort of eagle or bird of prey. Velo shezavtu ein aya, and the eye of the falcon will not look at this path. The path will be used up and unenticing because its sparkle has been taken away. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Mibchi Naharot Chibesh, and when you close up these the flow of water, right, at the end of the day, water, even though it seems to be endlessly renewable, is going to get dried up and not renewed. V'ta'aluma Yotzi Or. So there's a couple ways of understanding this phrase. The way that Litzudas understands it is that the Ta'aluma is a secret, and the secrets have brought out all of their light. And we know that all the knowledge and all the secrets are all revealed to us. Rashi has a more Kabbalistic explanation based on Chazal, which is that Ta'aluma is a window into the secrets of God. And that's its name. Its name is Ta'aluma. And that's where the light comes from. And this phrase, V'ta'aluma yotzi or, according to Rashi, is the beginning of the next piece. Meaning in the Perek, the first piece he really speaks us through is the limitation of all of physicality. So if that's the case, then what is it that Iyov seeks? Ah, well, the next pasuk is going to tell us what it is that he seeks, and maybe the place that he's looking towards to get that thing is in Ta'aluma, is in this window into the heavens. Because pasuk Yod Beis, and this is a beautiful pasuk, V'hachachme me'ayin timatse. But where is wisdom? V'eze makom bina, and where do I find understanding? Here Iov is giving us a sense of, he's saying, the reason why I'm so determinedly seeking wisdom is because it's endless. Everything else is bounded, but I know that wisdom is not. It's something that I yearn for and I ache because I can't find it. And I know that even if I find some of it, it's never going to satisfy me because it is endless. This reminds us of Mishlei, the book of wisdom. Mishlei Perek Gimel, Ashrei Ha'adam Motzei Chachma. Praiseworthy is the man who finds wisdom. Va'adam Yapik Tfuna, and a person who manages to attain understanding. Ki Tov Sachra Mischar Kesef. Finding wisdom is harder than silver or Mecharutz Tfuasa, and it is more precious than any other produce. Yikarahi Mipninim. It is more precious than pearls. Kol Chafetzecha Lo Yashvuba. All the belongings in the world can't reach it. Similarly here, Iov is grappling with this understanding of, I don't know where to find wisdom. I don't know where to begin to look for it. And the Kabbalists explain that this pasuk is actually the basis of most of Kabbalah. It's foundational in Kabbalah. Because that word me'ayin, on the one hand, we understand to mean from where, but we also know ayin means something else. It doesn't just mean nothing or from where. It means Hashem's infinite oneness. Like when we say Hashem created the world, yesh me'ayin. Something from, not from nothing, but from ayin, from the endless infinite oneness of God. And so too, God expresses himself in this world through Chachma, through Bina, through various different elements of his refractions of light in the world. But where does it all come from? Me'ayin, Timat said. It all comes from the infinite oneness of God. And here we're starting to see that Iov is aching and yearning, not for an answer to why he's suffering. He's aching and yearning to get a grasp of everythingness. He wants to know ayin. He wants to know what it is to connect to Hashem. And he says, Lo yada enosh arka. Human beings don't know the value of that wisdom. Velo timatzei ba'eretz chayim. It can't be found in this, the land of the living. And he continues and he says, not only can it not be found in the land of the living, a couple psukim later in Pasuk Chaf, he repeats that phrase and says, V'hachochma me'ayin tavo. Right, he changes slightly and he says, but where is wisdom coming from? Ve'eze makom bina, and where is bina coming from? And here it's not just something that's not known in the land of the living, but he even says, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Avadon v'maves amru. Desolation and death, those who have passed on to the next world also say, Bo'oznenu shamanu shim'a. We heard something. We heard something about wisdom, but we don't really know what it is. And here he says, Elokim hevin darka. But God knows the way of wisdom. V'hu yada es makoma. And he knows. He sees everything. He knows everything. And he knows what wisdom is. The Perek ends with a massive turning point for Iov in terms of what he is that he is striving for. Pasuk Chafches, he says, Vayomer la'adam, and God, the master of Bina, the master of Chochma, the one who holds it all, he turns to man and he says, Hein yiras Hashem hi Chochma. Fear of God is your wisdom. V'sur me'ra Bina, and turning from evil is Bina. This reminds us of the description of Iov at the beginning of the Sefer. He is described as a Yiras Elokim, a person who fears God, V'sur Me'ra, and he turns from evil. So too here, he's using those very phrases which we described him with to explain that he believes this is what God wants from him. Wants from him to be a Yiras Elokim, wants from him to be a person who V'sur Me'ra. This reminds us of the end of, again, the end of the book of Koheles, written by the wisest of all men, Shlomo HaMelech, who tells us, the end of Koheles, Sof kol davar hakol nishma, at the end of the day, what is it all about? Es ha'elokim yira, fearing God, vet mitzvotav shemor, and keeping his mitzvahs, ki zeh kol ha'adam. This is all we have. We can't know, we can't answer, but we have to fear God. But I think there's something else here. Chochma is spoken about in Tanakh, not just in the context of Koheles, where it's Sof Kol Davar, at the end of the day, but in a very different context. In Tehillim, David HaMelech tells us, Tehillim Kuf Yud Aleph, Gracious Chochmah, Yiras Hashem. The beginning of wisdom is Yiras Hashem. And here the Malbim says this is not at the end of the day, this is the beginning of wisdom. The beginning of acquisition of wisdom is Yiras Hashem. And I think that we have to understand, and the Maharal speaks about this in his Nativ HaYira, that there were really two different types of Yira. There are two different types of fear. There's the Yira of Eov at the beginning of the Sefer. That's the Eov who's afraid of being punished. That is a fear where he's scared that God's going to zap him. So he gives korbanos for his children, and he prays, and he does the right thing, and he crosses his T's and dots his I's and to ensure that he doesn't get punishment. But the true Yira that we're meant to be striving for, the Yira spoken about here in this pasuk, where Hashem says, Yiras Elokim hi chachma, is not Yira as an end in its own right to make sure you don't get punished. It's a Yira, it's a relationship with God that is not an end point, but a beginning. It's a vehicle, it's a container that allows us to have a relationship with Hashem. The Maharal says, Yira is a kli. It's a container, it's an opening. When we hollow ourselves out and humble ourselves in order to just open ourselves up to the wisdom that is not ours, but it is God's, that's when we can acquire real wisdom. Because, as David tells us, Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. In order to get to Yiras Hashem, in order to get to wisdom, the first thing I need to do is have Yiras Hashem. And here Eov turns, and Eov no longer wants to make sure he doesn't get punished. Here, Eov wants to make sure he can acquire God's wisdom by humbling himself, opening himself up to God's answers. And here's truly where we're going to see things change for Eov. Our learning today was sponsored by the Nachyomi Chavruta, in loving memory of David Hanan ben Michael Varachel, whose short years, despite immense challenges, were filled with Torah, family, and joy. His life left an indelible mark on our community and beyond. May the schus of our learning give his neshama an aliyah, and may his legacy continue to inspire.